ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयम् नमः। यस्माज्जातम् जगत्सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदन्धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। I just cited both verses together. The Bhagavatam students can see the first verse of Bhagavata Mahatmyam and Adishankara Bhagavatpada's Mangalacharana Shloka of in his Bhashyam on the Taittiriya Upanishad mean exactly the same. Okay. Krishna Yajurvediye Taittiriya Upanishadi Sikshavalyam Ekadashaha Anuvakaha. You're still seeing the 11th section. Let us quickly read once the mantras, then we'll go to the portion where we have to see today. Vedamanochacharyonte vasinamanushasti Satyamvada dharmanchara Swadhyaya anma pramadaha Acharyaya priyandhanamahritya prajatantumma vyavachetsihi Satyanna pramaditavyam Dharmanna pramaditavyam Kushalanna pramaditavyam Bhutyena pramaditavyam Swadhyaya pravachanabhyanna pramaditavyam Deva pitrukaryabhyanna pramaditavyam Matrudevo bhava Pitrudevo bhava Achaya devo bhava Adithi devo bhava. We'll continue with this. Yanyanavadyani karmani Yanyanavadyani karmani Tanit sevitavyani No itarani Yanyasmakagusucharitani Tanit tvayopasyani No itarani Yeke chasmachreyagum so brahmanaha Tesham tvayasanena prashvasitavyam Yanyanavadyani karmani Tani sevitavyani No itarani Yanyasmakagusucharitani Yanyasmakagusucharitani Tani tvayopasyani No itarani ஏகேச்சாஸ்மச்சேயாகும் சோ பிரம்மணாஹ தேஷாம் த்வயாசனேன ப்ரஸ்வசிதௌயம் அத யதி தே கர்ம விசிகித்ஸாவாவ்ருத்த விசிகித்ஸாவா ஸ்யாத் அத யதி தே கர்ம விசிகித்ஸாவாவ்ருத்த விசிகித்ஸாவா ஸ்யாத் ஏதத்ர ப்ரஹ்மணா சம்ஹர்ஷிணஃ யுக்தா ஆயுக்தாஹ அலுக்ஷா தர்மகாமாஸ்யுஹ யதா தே தத்ர வர்த்தேரன் ததா தத்ர வர்த்தேதாஹ அதாப்யாக்யாதேஷு அதாப்யாக்யாதேஷு ஏதத் ப்ரஹ்மணா சம்ஹர்ஷிணஃ ஏதத்ர ப்ரஹ்மணா சம்ஹர்ஷிணஃ யுக்தா ஆயுக்தாஹ அலுக்ஷா தர்மகாமாஸ்யுஹ அலுக்ஷா தர்மகாமாஸ்யுஹ யதா தே தேஷு வர்த்தேரன் ததா தேஷு வர்த்தேதாஹ ஏஷ ஆதேஷஹ ஏஷ உபதேஷஹ ஏஷா வேதோபனிஷத் ஏஷா வேதோபனிஷத் ஏததனுஷாசனம் ஏததனுஷாசனம் ஏவமுபாசிதவ்யம் ஏவமுச்சைதுபாஸ்யம் ஏவமுபாசிதவ்யம் ஏவமுச்சைதுபாஸ்யம் ஹியர் எண்ட்ஸ் தி 11th அனுவாகஹ 11th செக்ஷன் இன் ஃபேக்ட் கன்க்ளூடிங் section of this Sikshavalli. We have seen in this whole section the teacher's strict instructions for the students who was about to leave the Gurukulam. In his valedictory address, we have seen a portion of it. We have to see today. யான்யனவத்யானி கர்மாணி தானி சேவிதவ்யானி நோ இதராணி. So here the teacher says, அனவத்யானி கர்மாணி யானி அனவத்யானி கர்மாணி. I'm sure you all make out yan sandhi. யானி அனவத்யானி கர்மாணி. யானி இஸ் a relative pronoun, is it? யானி, those, so which, those which. And யானி is a neuter gender relative pronoun, plural form. So it refers to கர்மாணி. யானி கர்மாணி. யானி which karma, கர்மாணி the actions. Which karmas? Anavadhyani. 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 Avadhyani means prohibited. Anavadhyani which are not prohibited. Yani anavadhyani karmani. Those actions which are not prohibited. Non-prohibited actions, Tani, Yani Anavadhyani Karmani. So Anavadhyani is adjective describing the actions. Yani Karmani, Yani Anavadhyani Karmani, those actions which are non-prohibited actions. Tani sevitavyani. Sevitavyani means what? Should be performed, should be followed. Here, the word karma does not mean action alone. It includes what? Disciplines and values also. That's why we have to say, tani sevitavyani, they should be followed. So those karmas, which are non-prohibited, which are not unbecoming, they should be followed. Tani sevitavyani. Yani anavadyani karmani, tani sevitavyani. It's a complete clean sentence. So in mantra, we have a small full stop like. Actually, the one is incomplete. Yani anavadyani karmani, incomplete. Tani sevitavyani. Those actions which are non-prohibited, which are of not unbecoming, they should be followed. No itarani, not others. So which are prohibited should not be followed. Non-prohibited must be followed. Prohibited na itarani. No itarani means what? Na itarani means not the others. So which should, others should not be followed. What are they? Prohibited. So pratishiddhani. Nishiddhani, pratishiddhani, karmani, na sevitavyani. Prohibited actions should not be followed. The others, itarani means the others. Others means what? Prohibited. So prohibited should not be followed. That's the meaning. The yanyasmakagasucharitani. Tanitvayopasyani. See, even though in the mantra we find this line in between, separating, we should, if you, for, when you make it a prose order, you take it as one sentence. Yani asmakam. See, when you're chanting, you take it as only asmakam. Yanyasmakagasucharitani. For meaning, yani asmakam sucharitani tani tvaya upasyani. See, upasyani means what? Literally meditated upon. Meditated upon means what? Must be thought of, must be paid attention to. You must pay attention to that action means what? That action must be followed thoughtfully. That's the idea. Therefore, yani asmakam, you should not take it literally meditation, okay? Upasyani means they must be paid attention to, means they must be followed. They should not be rejected or ignored. That's the idea. Yani asmakam sucharitani. Sucharitani. Sucharitani means righteous, noble, actions. Sucharitani. Sucharitam. The word charitam is what now? Sucharitani. Yani asmakam sucharitani. Asmakam our. Asmakam sucharitani tani tvaya upasyani. Those actions. Those means those our actions which are virtuous actions, righteous actions, noble actions, which are not against dharma, those actions, tani tvaya upasyani, they must be paid attention to, mean what? They must be thoughtfully followed. No itarani, definitely not those, not the others which are against dharma, which are not noble, which are non-righteous. Yanyasmakagasucharitani tanitvayopasyani no itarani. All these meanings have already told, they have been already instructed when we did the Moola Grantha. Still I am repeating. Yeke chasmachayagam so brahmanah. Yeke cha asmat shreyam saha. There is a beautiful, you must remember the sandhi. Yeke cha asmat shreyam saha brahmanah. Shreyam saha brahman. Shreyam saha asmat brahmanah. So here, ye and k. Ye k. Ye itself means that again the third person plural relative pronoun masculine pronoun. Ye k cha brahmanah. Ye brahmanah or ye k cha brahmanah. So referring to people, okay, who are known to us. Ekecha brahmanaha. Those brahma, who is a brahmanaha here? Even this morning I was asked a question. Oh, kaha brahmanaha. Those days the word brahmanaha means yasya manaha brahmani charati saha brahmanaha. See, the word brahma has few meanings. One of the meanings of the word brahma is vedaha. Nakaranta napusakalinga shabdaha. Brahma means Vedaha. Yasya manaha vede brahmani charati. The one whose mind is always placed in the Veda mantras, the meanings, the teachings, thereby one whose life is in conformity with the teaching of the Shastram, he is a brahmanaha. So a pious, righteous person, who is, you know, committed to dharma, noble person, who is predominantly sattvic, he is a brahmanaha, literal meaning. Another meaning of the word brahmanaha means, literally, brahma jnanam yasya asti, saha brahmanaha. The one who has the vision of the absolute reality obtaining as one's own self, one whose identity is with brahma, as aham brahma asmi. Such a wise person is a brahmanaha. Of course, we can say otherwise, such people must have lived before, and those are born in such the family of brahmanas, jati brahmanaha, and those who are still given to certain karmakanda, the livelihood, given to the activities prescribed in the karmakanda as a priest, they are karma brahmanaha. Now, of course, whether by birth, whether a person is born brahmana or not, still who has this, who follows strictly life of dharma in keep, follows the Vedic way of life, a Vaidika is also brahmanaha, guna brahmanaha. We have certain words, meaning of the word brahmanaha. But here, ekecha brahmanaha. So here you can say brahmanaha are the people who are predominantly sattvic in nature, who are highly refined people, refined minded people, cultured people. So refined minded means who value dharma, therefore who are non-judgmental and who are confidential. At the same time, with the well-wishers of everybody in the society, the one who is a well-wisher of every being in society is a culture, refined person. So, yeke brahmanaha, yeke cha brahmanaha, and those people who are highly refined minded, such people, asmat shreyamsaha. So shreyan, shreyam saha, asmat shreyam saha. So we ourselves are great people because we are going to study of the Shastram and we want to follow strictly the teaching of the Shastram. So we are also not, we don't need to look down upon us. We have certain degree of greatness on our part. But those that are people, these highly refined minded people, are definitely much greater to, greater than us, no, more superior to us. People who are elders, experienced, people of high, great experience, well-wishers, society, Shrey Asmat Shreyam Saha, who are superior to us, who are greater than us, in every respect, who have much greater knowledge, they are Asmat Shreyam Saha. Asmat means than us. Who are greater than us, who are superior to us. The fourth case is Asmat. Asmat Shreyam Saha, Ekecha Brahmana. And those highly refined people who are superior to us, who are relatively much greater to us, greater than us, those people, if they are there, where in assembly of scholars, in assembly of people for the purpose of discussing important matters, there, asane tvaya na prashvasitavyam, is very important, instruction. Tesham asane tvaya na prashvasitavyam. See, the word asanam literally means seat. Ekecha brahmanaha asmatseyam saha tesham asane means what? In their presence, when they are sitting, in an assembly of, it's not a complete sentence, in an assembly of scholars, in an assembly, and they must be discussing, they must be talking, then what should the students do, the young students, who also must be knowing certain things, having had it, there, in front of them, we should not speak. Tvaya na prashvasitavyam. Literally, it means it should not be breathed by you. What does it mean? You should not breathe a word. It's again impersonal voice. It's not passive voice. You know, it's intransitive verb. What's the verb? Prashvasiti. Prashvasiti is an this intransitive verb. Prashvasiti means breathes in, inhales, or you can say simply breathes also. Inhales and exhales. Breathe. Prashvasiti. So, being an intransitive verb, the sentence is impersonal voice. Na prashvasitavyam. It should not be breathed. Means what? One should not speak a word in front of them when they are discussing. It's very important so that we can learn more. Again, also respect for elders. Definitely, there's acceptance so that they know more and better. So let us listen to them. That's the idea. In satsangs also, when Pujya Swamiji comes and sits in a Gurukulam, when Swamiji wants to say something, and we have to keep quiet and listen. And so when Swamiji used to sit in satsangs, many big, some big people used to come, like people like, our ex-president Venkatraman Ji used to come, and so many other people used to come, so many other people used to come. If you happen to be around there, and sometimes, when they talk, people, some poke the nose and say something. Of course, not everybody. What I'm saying, it is such occasions. Even at home, when parents are discussing something, in front of us we're discussing also, unless they involve us, better listen to them. Even in our own parents, leave alone other elders outside, because our parents also, in experience, they're much greater than us. Unless they involve us, they ask us, better to keep quiet. Listen to what they are talking. That's important. So, Yeke cha brahmanaha asmat shreyam saha tesham asane, in their presence when they're sitting in the assembly of people, then one must remain quiet, listening to what they are discussing, trying to understand what they are discussing, trying to learn something from their discussion, or grasp the content of their discussion. Therefore, Tvaya na prashvasitavyam means one should not speak, you should not speak a word. It may sound very funny for, that's why the interaction, okay, the interactive study and all is only when in the class and the things. Okay. Tvaya na prashvasitavyam. Literally it means one should not even breathe. You should not breathe. Means what? You should not literally not breathe. You will die at what? If without breathing. Means you should not, that politeness, the degree of politeness must be such, one must remain quiet. Listen. That's what is implied by this sentence. Yeke chasmachreyagam so brahmanaha tesham tvayasanena prashvasitavyam. This is one meaning. The other meaning is also there. Tesham tvaya asane na prashvasitavyam. Tesham asane tvaya na prashvasitavyam. One meaning. We have seen that meaning. What's another meaning? Tvaya asane na prashvasitavyam. So when the highly refined elders, when they happen to visit us, then what should do? Tvaya asanena prashvasitavyam. By giving them seat, etc. when they visit, asanena, if you take that now with asane, locative case, asanena, third case, convert the locative case into a third case, remove the negative particle. Okay. Asanena, by giving them, providing them with a seat, prashvasitavyam. It should be helped. I mean what now? It should be helped by one for them to relax, to rest, to get rid of tiredness. Prashvasitavyam. Tvaya asanena prashvasitavyam. Is another meaning. So they must be helped to relax to get rid of their tiredness. This is another meaning. Okay. Well, let's go to the Bhashyams quickly. Yanyapi. Also, yani api means yani anavadyani. See, Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the meaning of the word anavadyani. The word anindhitani. Anavadyani is equal to anindhitani. Avadyani means nindhitani. Avadyani is equal to nindhitani. Anavadyani is equal to anindhitani. Ninditam means what? Criticized. Criticized means what? Which is not accepted. Prohibited. Therefore, yani anavadyani is equal to yani anindhitani karmani. Those actions which are not prohibited, criticized, which are accepted, acceptable. The standpoint of Shastram. Sishta achara lakshanani. Sishta achara lakshanani. Which are not prohibited means which are free from blemishes. The actions which are free from blemishes, which are not sins, which are not prohibited. Such actions which means shishtachara lakshanani, shishtachara lakshanani, which are the actions which are strictly followed by shishtacharaha, which are in the form of the actions of highly learned people of profound knowledge of the Shastram. That's why I say mature, refined minded people. Shishtachara lakshanani. See, people who have the profound knowledge of the Shastram, definitely who live their knowledge, whose life are in conformity with the teachings of the Shastram, thereby who are well-wishers of the society, thereby who are highly looked up to, who are revered in the society. Such people are shishtachara. So actions which are followed by such people must be definitely, which must be non-prohibited actions, and they must be followed. In fact, to do anything, whenever any doubt comes, whether I should do or I should not do, what is appropriate, what is inappropriate, which is better, which is incorrect, which is not correct, which is correct. And such doubts come, especially in our day-to-day activities or our activities or even our own way of life and other in performing rituals also. Laukikam karma, vaidikam karma. In any subject matter, when doubt comes, we always, whom should I follow? Who can be the guide? That is why even today people have that culture of approaching, going and talking to elders in the matams. They always go to some gurus and talk to them. But generally, here Shastram, Shastra Jnanam one must have. Then the Shastra Jnanam will help the person have the right understanding of right attitude towards everything. That the person of Shastra, Veda Shastra Jnanam definitely cannot be otherwise, must be the well-wisher of everybody in the society. One's perspective is also right, person of right perception of everything. Such a person only can recommend anything which is righteous, which doesn't do any harm to anybody. Therefore, for us always, pramanam, what should I follow in a given situation to do this or to not do this, to understand what is appropriate, inappropriate. For us always, our guide is, first guide is Shruti Mata, Mother, Veda Mata. Veda is the first guide for us. Second, you can say all the Smritis. Smriti, when I say, we can include all Ramayana, Mahabharata, 36 Puranas. And also the Smriti, the whole Smriti, all Smriti Granthas, Dharma Shastrams, we have Dharma Shastram, which are all based on the Vedic teaching. The Smriti is the next Pramana. And Shruti and Smriti, we don't need to worry. There are people who have the knowledge of Shrutis and Smriti, even if do not have the entire Smriti Jnanam, still they have some core, people who have the core vision of the Veda Shastram, understood the value of Dharma, and who live Dharma. Such people are Shishtacharaha, the refined minded, the people of righteous actions, Shishtachara, and they become the guide for us. Therefore, Shishtachara Lakshanani Karmani. So those actions which are strictly followed by the refined-minded people, which are non-prohibited, should be followed. Tani sevitavyani, shishtachara lakshanani karmani, tani sevitavyani, yani anindita, anavadyani, anindita, shishtachara lakshanani karmani, tani sevitavyani. Sevitavyani means what? Kartavyani. Kartavyani means what? Should be done. Should be followed. By whom? Tvaya, by you. So every student is addressed directly as they should be followed by you. No. So no means na. Na kartavyani itarani savadhyani. So anavadhyani prohibited, non-prohibited. Savadhyani means what? Prohibited. Itarani na kartavyani. Other activities, other actions, other activities which are prohibited, they should not be followed. Shishta kritanyapi. Look at this. Sometimes, even the so-called refined-minded learned people and who are always revered in society, even by them sometimes something is done which is not accepted by the Shastram, then who should be the Pramanam? Should I take the Shastram or the Shishtachara, the person of Shishtaha? Shishtaha is a disciplined, refined-minded person. So, shishta kritani api, even if sometimes any occasion the Shastra prohibited actions are followed by the so-called, the revered person, the person of Shastram, still they should not be done if they are prohibited in the Shastram. Which means, very clear, you can follow Shruti, Smriti and Shishtaha, the cultured, refined-minded people. But sometimes, if in any occasion, if their actions are against the Shastram, are not accepted by the Shastram, then without making any comment about it, you don't follow their teaching, don't follow what they do, you only follow what Shastram teaches. Okay, what acceptable for the Shastram, accepted from the standpoint of the Shastram. Very important. Na kartavyani itarani. Itarani means what? Prohibited actions. Savadhyani. Savadhyani itarani. The prohibited actions should not be done at all because they're prohibited by the Shastram. Prohibited in the Shastram. Vedashastram. But shishtakritani api, even if they happen to be performed by the disciplined, refined-minded people, still they should not be followed. This is where we have to understand the difference between the cult and the tradition. Pujya Swamiji always used to emphasize this. When, that is why in a Gurukulam like ours, no teachers are revered because they impart the teaching. Because the Shastram deserves all reverence, and the person who teaches Shastram also is revered because of the Shastram. That's all. Whether the teacher should be followed, or the Shastram should be followed. Whom should I follow? Because some sort of emotional commitment, entanglement is there with the teacher. So, then the teacher taught me so many things, so should I follow this or not? No. You need not follow the teacher should not be given importance. The teacher should be revered for the teaching. You need not disrespect the teacher. At the same time, in following what you should be doing, your behavior, lifestyle, your activities must be in conform with Shastra teaching. If the teacher is given importance, and if there's a hero worshipping of the teacher in a place, that becomes a cult, where Shastram becomes given secondary importance. Shastram is becomes secondary. Shastram has only secondary importance, means the teacher becomes the first, teacher enjoys much greater importance, means that becomes a cult. So in tradition, that's what the tradition, when you say tradition is different from the cult. So itarani savadhyani sishta kritani api sishtaihi kritani api karmani avadhyani savadhyani na kartavyani, they should not be done, followed. The importance must be to the shastram. Our activities must be in conformity with the teaching. That is why you always say, who is the teacher? How can you accept the teaching? See, the teaching, when it's exactly given as it is implied in the Shastram, definitely the teaching should not contradict your reasoning. That is when you accept the teaching. Then you accept the teacher. Okay, we'll go to the next sentence. Yani asmakam acharyanam sucharitani. Asmakam acharyanam sucharitani. Sucharitani means what? Shobhana charitani. Shobhana charitani. Asmakam acharyanam sucharitani shobhana charitani. Shobhana charitani, what is shobhana? Means beautiful. So the beautiful here means, what is beautiful here? The beauty goes with the nobility. Therefore, here the shobhitan, shobhana charitani, shobhanam here means it invests nobility. Therefore, shobhana charitani, noble deeds, righteous deeds of our teachers, appropriate, righteous, noble activities of our teachers. Yani sucharitani, sucharitani is equal to shobhana charitani. Noble activities, righteous activities of our teachers. What are shobhana charitani? Amnaya viruddhani. Very important. Amnaya viruddhani. Amnayaha means Vedaha. Amnaya viruddhani means which are not opposed to Vedic injunctions, Vedic instructions. Which are not opposed to the Vedic teaching. Our teachers' activities, they are beautiful, they are wonderful, because they are noble, they are righteous. They are not, they do not transgress dharma. Not only that, they do not contradict, they are not opposed to Vedic teaching, Vedic instructions. Amnaya aviruddhani. Anything amnaya viruddham should not be followed. Amnaya viruddhani na, amnaya aviruddhani. Then opposed to Vedic instructions. Tani eva tvaya upasyani. Tani eva upasyani. They alone should be paid attention to. They must be followed thoughtfully. The word upasam is very, very, upasya means meditatable, isn't it? which can be meditated upon. Upasya Devata, we say. Upasyam. Upasyani means they must be thoughtfully followed. Very important. This adverb is very important. Okay. So those activities, our elders, our teachers, which are not opposed to the Vedic instructions, they alone should be followed thoughtfully. Upasyani. Why? Because adrishtarthani. Why thoughtfully? You think of the adrishtam. Adrishtam means what? Adrishtam means the unseen result. When we do something, the intention, the motive behind what I am doing, my commitment to dharma, then the thought with which I am doing, all this contribute for converting the result of my action. Future punya, punya adrishtam and papa adrishtam. Isn't it? So adrishtam, we do not know there is every karma produces phalam. The phalam which we cannot exhaust now itself. We do not know what phalam is going to produce. Therefore, the present action, knowingly, unknowingly, inevitably, done action, definitely produces result. That result may be punyam phalam or papam phalam. Punyam or papam. If it is in conformity with dharma, it is punya phalam, we know very well. So when we do this, when we strictly follow the activities of our elders, which do not contradict the Shastra's instructions, we think thoughtfully, we do them because they contribute for accumulation of adrishtam punyam. Adrishtam punyam. So we thoughtfully avoid accumulating papam. Adrishta papam. Adrishta punyam we are accumulating. Even the punyam itself is not the goal for us. Our goal is mental preparation, jnana, mokshaha. But we also want punyam. We can't accumulate papam. Therefore, adrishtarthani. They all contribute for the accumulation of unseen punyam. So following strictly the activities of our teachers, our elders, which are non-contradictory to the Vedic instructions, will contribute for the accumulation of adrishtam punyam. Therefore, they are meant for production of adrishtam also. Therefore, what? Anushteyani. Thoughtfully, they should be followed. Anushteyani. Anushteyani means what? Not you. Niyamena kartavyani. So, upasyani is equal to anushteyani. Anushteyani is equal to niyamena kartavyani. Okay? Niyamena kartavyani. Niyamena kartavyani means what? Or should not give any lame excuse. Niyamena kartavyani means they should be performed choicelessly. One cannot think whether one should choose to do it. Here, no. Karmanyevadhikaraste maapaleshu kadachana. So, before one must do it, one must have discretion, one should do it or not. There, what is right? What is followed by elders? Anything which does not contradict the Shastra teaching should be followed. Niyamena kartavyani iti yavat. Iti yavat means what? This is what is the teaching is all about. Okay. No itarani. Itarani, others. So what should be others? Viparitani. Acharya kritani api. Viparitani means not the others which are opposed to the non-prohibited actions, which means we are the prohibited actions, even if they are done by the teacher for any other reason, they should not be followed. They should not be pursued because of my acharya does, so let me also do. No. Then your pramana must always be shastram first. Okay, next.
Ekechasmachreyagamso brahmanaha tesham tvayasanena prashvasitauyam.
Okay. Now, the word Shreyam Saha, he takes it. Shankar Bhagavad Pada, again he explains. First, we understand Shreyam Saha, Asmata Shreyam Saha, means people who are superior to us, people who are greater than us, in terms of jnanam, knowledge, experience, everything. And who are, we understood. And people who have profound knowledge of the Shastram, our teachers, we understood. Now, he explaining here. Dhuda Shreyam Saha. Yekecha Aviseshitaha. Aviseshitaha. When the two meanings are given, Dhuda Shreyam Saha can be taken as Aviseshitaha. Or Viseshitaha. Viseshitaha means what? Specifically mentioned or Viseshitaha. Who have been already mentioned in the previous month, remember the mantras. Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atiti Devo Bhava. They all mentioned earlier. So, Acharyaha, Mata, Pita, you know, Guru, they are all mentioned. They are all Viseshitaha, means specifically mentioned people. Now, Aviseshitaha, those are not before specifically mentioned. And also, even other elders, the people who have profound knowledge of the Shastram, who have not been mentioned before, even them, Acharyatvadi Dharmehi. Acharyatvadi Dharmehi. Asmat is equal to asmattaha. Asmat is equal to asmattaha. Than us, to a same meaning. Asmattaha, shreyamsaha. There are other people who need not be our teachers, who need not be our parents, who need not be, you know, even our relatives. But whoever it is, who have not been specifically mentioned, who they are, but whoever it is, some elders, but they have the attributes of the acharyas. Acharyatvadi dharmaihi viseshitaha. People who are endowed with the attributes of an acharya. Such people, asmattaha shreyamsaha, and who are superior to us. Therefore, prashasyataraha shreyamsaha, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, prashasyataraha. Very beautiful word this, okay? Prashasyataraha. This palatal, dental, these sibilants are coming. Prashasyataraha means who are well known, who are revered, more revered. Prashasyaha, revered. One who is looked up to for advice. Prashasyataraha, more revered. Prashasyatamaha, most revered. So, Shreyamsa means people who are much more revered than us, who are always looked up to for advice, such people, techa brahmanaha, nakshatriyadayaha. Here, be very careful, okay? Nakshatriyadayaha means still, here the brahmanaha, we are talking about guna brahmanaha. Not guna kshatriyaha, not guna vaishyaha, guna shudraha. Here we are talking about guna brahmanaha. People who are brahmanaha by their virtues, by their nature, by the predominance of sattva, by the commitment to, in terms of their piety, who are brahmanaha, guna brahmanaha. They only, they should be followed. Which means the people who are highly revered in society may be kshatriyas also. Kshatriyas also may be revered. Vaishyas also may be revered. Okay. Some shudras also may be revered. It doesn't mean they're all, other people are inferior. We are talking about not a jati brahmanaha, not a karma brahmanaha, guna brahmanaha, gunataha brahmanaha, people who are strictly, the people who are highly refined people, the highly refined minded are the people who are the well-wishers of the entire society of all the beings. Thereby who are absolutely interested in the well-being of society means who do not do anything wrong or unwanted for their happiness. So are not dependent on anything for their happiness and security. Such people are guna brahmanaha. So guna brahmanaha, they are prashasyataraha, they are more revered, and such great people who are endowed with the attributes of the acharyas, who have the status of being the acharyas also. Okay. Acharyatvadi dharmaihi, with all those values and virtues and attributes, who are highly revered, much more revered. Such people, brahmanaha, kshatriyadayaha, nakshatriyadayaha, tesham asane, tesham asanena, tesham asanena, na asana danadina tvaya prashvasitavyam. Okay. Tesham asanena. Asanena means what? With a seat. Asana danadina. Asana danam means what? Giving a seat. When suppose such elders come, what should do first? Give them the seat. Asana danam. After giving them, you give them something to drink, something to wash, give some water, help them to relax, help them to get rid of their tiredness. It's called, all these are meant by the word adishabda. First, give them the seat. They must be helped to sit first. After sitting, then you give drink or a towel to wipe the face, something like that. So, adishabda stands for anything and everything you do to help a person relax, to get rid of the tiredness. Therefore, tesham asanena asana danadina, asana danam by things such as giving the seat, etc. Tvaya prashvasitavyam. It must be helped. It must be done by you for them to get rid of their tiredness. Tvaya prashvasitavyam. Okay. Now he says, prashvasanam literally mean what? Prashvasiti is a verb. Prashvasanam is a gerund. Means breathing, inhaling, breathing in is a gerund, prashvasanam. And prashvasaha, the same, prashvasaha noun. Prashvasaha means breath, okay, inhalation. Prashvasanam, inhalation, inhaling. Prashvasaha, inhalation. Another word is what? Prashvasaha, together can be said to be shrama apanayaha. Prashvasaha also means what? Relaxation. Okay, inhalation, also relaxation. Prashvasaha. Prashvasaha is equal to shrama apanayaha. That's why when we want somebody to relax, breathe in. Now have a slow, breathe in, breathe out, then you feel relaxed, some tiredness goes. Isn't it? So shrama apanayaha. Shramaha means strain. Shramaha means strain. Shramaha, any strain involves tiredness. Now, shrama apanayaha means removal of the strain, a removal of the tiredness caused by any strain on their part. Removal of tiredness caused by any strain is what shrama apanayaha. They might have come walking, they might have come from a long place, long distance, or they might have come after long class, something, okay? So, shama apanayaha, this out of respect. So, prashvasanam is a gerund, prashvasaha is a noun, and it also together the word prashvasaha, prashvasanam is what? Removal of this, removal of tiredness caused by the strain is shrama apanayaha. So, tesham shramaha tvaya apanetavyaha. Tesham shramaha tvaya apanetavyaha. Simple passive voice sentence. Tvaya tesham shramaha apanetavyaha. Such elderly or learned, cultured people, the well-wishers of society who are revered highly, such gunabrahmanaha, whoever it is, their tiredness must be removed. You must do something to help them get rid of their tiredness. Shramaha tvaya apanetavyaha. Their tiredness must be removed by you. This literal translation. Okay. Okay. This is the meaning number one. What is the first meaning? This is also part of the very how we, because when we have to learn from such people and they are our guides, so we respect the shastram, the teaching, by respecting people who live the teaching. Understand? Respecting the people, taking care of the people who live the teaching is in fact taking care of the shastram and the teaching. It's reverence. Just the up. It's a reverence which will contribute for one's own maturity. What should I do? Somebody deserves reverence. Why should I do this? They're already, you know, that also is also to develop politeness, to develop humility, you know, to develop, is for one's own maturity, one's own growth, one has to do all this. Tesham shamaha tvaya apanetavyaha ityarthaha. Okay, next. One more meaning is given. What's the next meaning? Tesham asanena tvaya na prashvasitavyam. Sorry, tvaya prashvasitavyam. Tesham asanena prashvasitavyam. There the verb, there's no negative particle. Tesham asanena ப்ரஷ்வசித்தவ்யம் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஆசனதான் ஆசனாதி தானேன ப்ரஷ்வசித்தவ்யம். சோ சச் பீப்புள் மஸ்ட் பி ரிவியர்டு, தே மஸ்ட் பி ஹெல்ப் டு கெட் இட் ஆஃப் தயர் டயர்ட்னஸ். மீனிங் நம்பர் டூ, தேஷாம் ச ஆசனே, தேஷாம் ச அண்ட் தேஷாம் ஆசனே, இன் தயர் பிரசன்ஸ் வென் தேர் சிட்டிங் இன் தி அசம்பிளி ஆஃப் ஸ்காலர்ஸ் ஃபார் வாட் தேஷாம் ச ஆசனே வென் தே ஆர் சிட்டிங் when they are sitting in their presence, goshti nimitte samudite, goshti nimitte samudite, and when they are the assembly of people, for what purpose? Goshti nimitte. See, goshti is a very interesting word, okay? Goshti nimitte. See, goshti means whenever there's a gathering of scholars for discussing important things. What important things? Important things means when there is a gathering of scholars for having samvada, for having proper discussion in order to genuinely arrive at the அறிவற்றி சட்டில் ஃபேக்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி சாஸ்திரம். சோ இன் சம்வாதா தேர் இஸ் நோ ஸ்காலர்ஸ் கேதர், தேர் இஸ் நோ இன்டென்ஷன் ஆஃப் ஓகே ரெஃப்யூட்டிங் அதர் பர்சன் ஆர் சிம்பிளி புட்டிங் டவுன் அதர் பர்சன் ஆர் ஷோயிங் ஒன் ஸ்காலர்ஷிப். நோ, கோஷ்டி மீன்ஸ் தி கேதரிங் ஆஃப் தி ஸ்காலர்ஸ் ஃபார் ஹேவிங் டிஸ்கஷன் in order to arrive at the subtle important facts of the shastra. So goshti nimitte, for the purpose of having important discussions, for the gathering, samudite teshu na prashvasitavyam. So when there's an assembly of scholars gathered for discussing important teaching of the shastram, and when it is happening, samudite, such an assembly is happening, then samudite, when it is happening, teshu na prashvasitavyam, na prash, here na prashvasitavyam, ஆசனே ந பிரஸ்வசித்தவ்யம், பிரஸ்வாச அபி ந கர்த்தவ்யம். ஈவன் அ வேர்ட், ஒன் ஷுட் நாட் பிரீத் அ வேர்ட், ஈவன் அ வேர்ட் ஷுட் கே நாட் பி பிரீத், பிரஸ்வாச ந கர்த்தவ்யம் மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஷுட் ரிமைன் குவாயட், நோ டாக்கிங். What should you do then? Should not get restless also. So you want to say something, but you can't, don't want to say. No. Kevalam tadukta sara grahina bhavitavyam. Again another impersonal voice sentence. Only tadukta sara grahina bhavitavyam. It must be remained by you. Means you must remain as the one who is grasping the content, the essence of their discussion, their speech. Tadukta saragrahina bhavitavyam. Tadukta saragrahi. Grahi means what? The receiver, grasper. Grinnati yah grinnati sah grahi. One who is grasping, one who receives is the grahi. கிராகினா பவித்தவ்யம். மீன்ஸ் ஒன் ஷுட் ரிமைன் அ கிராஹி, ரிமைன் அஸ் அ கிராஹி, ரிசீவர், கிராஸ்பர். கிராஸ்பர் ஆஃப் வாட்? சார, தி எசன்ஸ், தி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் எசன்ஸ், தி கண்டென்ட் ஆஃப் வாட் எவர் ஹாஸ் பின் டிஸ்கஸ்ட் பை தம். ததுக்த சார கிராஹினா பவித்தவ்யம். It should be remained by one as the receiver, the grasper of the essence of their speech, as a discussion. Kevalam tadukta saragrahina bhavitavyam. Okay. Now, we'll go to the next. This part, I think I left it earlier. Chanting. Shraddhaya deyam. The teacher's instructions continues. Continue. Okay. The teacher's instructions continue. Shraddhaya deyam. Ashraddhaya deyam. Shriya deyam. Kriya deyam. Bhiya deyam. Samvida deyam. Can you believe? Just this act of giving. For that one act of giving, very beautifully the teaching is given here. When the question of giving comes, sharing comes. See, dhanam is an important thing in the Vedic tradition. Giving, sharing, distributing what one has. Not everything one has you should give. What is possible within one's limit, there must be sharing and giving. She says, Shraddhaya deyam. Shraddhaya deyam. Anything, any charity must be given with the Shraddha. The Shraddha literally means faith. But here, thoughtfully giving means giving with reverence. Giving anything, any charity must be given with reverence for the person, reverence for the recipient, receiver. The reverence for the recipient, the charity must be given. Shraddhaya deyam. Ashraddhaya adeyam. See, there is only that you have to break it. Ashraddhaya deyam. Ashraddhaya. Ashraddhaya deyam. Don't say that. Ashraddhaya adeyam. No charity should be given disrespectfully. Ashraddhaya is again adverb. Shraddhaya deyam. Without reverence, without respect, no charity should be given. Shriya deyam. When something is given, what is being given should be in keeping with one's possessions. If you are earning only 100 rupees, then you can give at least 25 paisa. No problem. 1 rupee. But you have. Now, the giving must be generously given. Whatever is given must be generously given. Therefore, Shriya Deyam. So, Shriya, the word Shrihi itself means wealth. But Shriya Deyam means giving generously. Whatever is given should be given generously in plenty. Then Hriya Deyam. See, Shrihi. Here, then Next word is all stringa shabda, feminine gender words. Hrihi. Hrihi means modesty. So hriyadeyam, third case of hrihi is hriyadeyam. The charity must be given with modesty. How much are you give? What are you give? I'm only able to give this much. That is giving with modesty. Hriyadeyam. Again, the deyam is a potential passive participle. It is not simply, give. Must be given. Datavyam deyam. Okay? The tavir affix here, potential passive participle, deyam. Ashraddhaya adeyam, shriya deyam, hriya deyam, then bhya deyam. See, bhya deyam means not that, oh my God, already I am giving. If I don't give, something will happen. Not that bhihi. Not that, that's not the meaning. Please understand very carefully. Bhihi is trilinga shabda. Bhihi, shrihi, hrihi are beautiful ikaranta strilinga shabda. Feminine gender words ending in vowel e. Shrihi, hrihi, bhihi. So what is the third case, instrumental case? Bhya, with fear. So with the fear, it must be given means what? Don't interpret it wrongly. Giving with fear means whatever is given should be, okay, the in keeping with the Vedic instruction. Which means having in mind the Vedic instruction, giving something is what? Giving again with appropriate concern. That is giving with the fear, not just fear. Bhyadeyam. Then samvidadeyam. So vidh means the knowledge. Samvidh means right understanding. So even when the charity is given, charity must be given with understanding of the requirement, the need of the receiver. Okay. Shraddhaya deyam, ashraddhaya deyam, shriya deyam, hriya deyam, bhiya deyam, samvida, samvida deyam. Okay, we'll go to the Bhashyam part of it. Kincha. Kincha means, kim means interrogative pronoun, what? Kim, what? When you add cha, cha separately is what? Means and. But when kim and cha put together, Sanskritam students know very well. Kincha, moreover, further. Further. Yat kinchit deyam, yat kinchit deyam, tat shaddhaya eva datavyam. So deyam is equal to datavyam. When the tavyar comes, what does it mean? Should be given, must be given. Emphasis. Yatkinchit deyam tat shaddhaya eva datavyam. Whatever little must be given, whatever little must be given or whatever little is given, that must be given definitely only respectfully, only with reverence. With reverence alone, anything must be given. Ashraddhaya adeyam. Ashraddhaya adeyam. Ashraddhaya adeyam. in nothing should be given without respect, without reverence. Shriya. Now the word Shrihi, Shankara Bhagavatpada gives meaning as Vibhutihi. Shrihi is equal to Vibhutihi. Shrihi means wealth, prosperity. Vibhutihi also means wealth, prosperity. So here, the word Vibhutya means what? Vibhutihi also means what? Abundance, plenty. So Vibhutya Deyam. Shriya Deyam is equal to Vibhutya Datavyam. Shriya Deyam means Vibhutya Datavyam. So given, charity must be given abundantly in keeping with one's possessions. Hriya Lajjayacha Deyam. Hriya Deyam. Whatever you give, how much are you give? When you give, I'm giving this much, you know. That, and that thing should not be there. I'm able to give only this much. That modesty must be there. So, Lajjayacha Deyam. Hriya. Hrihi is equal to Lajja. Hriya Deyam is equal to Lajjaya Deyam. Okay. Bhya. So bhihi is equal to bhitihi. Bhihi, what's another word? Bhitihi. Bhya is equal to bhitya. Third case of bhitihi is bhitya. Bhitya cha deyam. Bhitya cha deyam means what? See, bhitya daya means somehow I must help. I must give what is possible for me. Also giving with the care and concern. Giving with the reverence is different. Here again, giving with the care and concern. And in keeping with Shastra's teaching, Shastra teaching. So bhya deyam, bhitya cha deyam. See, the word fear, please, may be very careful understanding. If I don't give, what will happen to me? So I have to give. Not, it is not such a fear. Giving with care and concern. And that also in keeping with the Shastra teaching. Samvidacha. Samvidadeyam means what? Samvid itself means knowledge. So Samvidadeyam means the charity must be given with an understanding of the need of the receiver. Maitriyadi karyena. When something is given, making the person feel comfortable in receiving the gift, receiving the whatever is given. Given the friendly nature. Maitriyadi karyena deyam. Maitri adi. Maitri means friendship. As an act of expression of one's friendship. Even though other person need not be a friend. Okay. When somebody is receiving. When you give, it must be given as an act of the expression of one's friendship. The Adi Shabda is etc. Maitri, friendship. Maitri Adi Maitriyadi Karyena Deyam. As a neighbor, as a known person, as a friend, with Adi Shabda stands for all that. Which means you make the receiver feel comfortable. At the same time, you give, being aware of what you are giving, how much you are giving, whom you are giving, and what the need of the receiver. The understanding you give. This is what is said to be Samvida Dana, means Maitriyadi Karyena Deyam. Okay. We'll see. We have one more thing. We'll see tomorrow. It's all right.
Shraddhaya Deyam, Ashraddhaya Deyam, Shriya Deyam, Hriya Deyam, Bhiya Deyam, Samvida Deyam.
Okay. May Bhagavan's grace be with all of us. Puja Swami's blessings be all of us, with all of us. And all Mahatmas, all Gurus, all Acharyas, who really adorn all the Mathas and all corners, all the blessings and grace be with all of us to have the right vision of the teaching and to understand, I mean, to live the teaching. Om. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.